King David, what do you think about first when you think of King David? I would imagine from little on you've heard the story of how David, as a young shepherd boy, took a sling and five smooth stones and went out, believing in the Lord, to face Goliath. And later on, you learned about David's later life as a king when he stayed home from battle, saw a woman bathing herself, committed adultery with her, and then had her husband murdered. And there's lots of other things about David in the Bible. But the most important thing of all about David is the promise that God gave him that his descendants would rule forever. The royal family, the house of David, coming from David. This is what he said through the prophet Nathan. This is what God said through the prophet Nathan. Your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. And so the years went by, surrounding kingdoms flourished for a while and then declined. But there in Jerusalem was the descendant of David ruling in Jerusalem. Many years went by. Great kings from the house of David ruled. Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, Josiah, all of them following in the faithful footsteps of their father David. But when King Josiah died, after a valiant attempt to bring the people back to the true worship of God, then four kings followed who were unfaithful. They turned the people away from the Lord God. They worshiped idols. And this is the time that God sent his prophet Jeremiah to the people and to these kings to call them to repentance. But these kings did not listen to God, and the whole nation turned away from God. And now you have as the king Jehoiakim, also known as Jeconiah or Coniah. And God had something very unpleasant to say to this king from the house of David. Chapter 22, as I live, says the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet on my right hand, yet I would pluck you off, and I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, and into the hand of those whose face you fear, the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of the Chaldeans. So I will cast you out and your mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land to which they desire to return, there they shall not return. Oh, what about those promises? Your kingdom will last forever. And now here the last king in David's line is going to be carried off to Babylon, and they will be under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, there have been other kings taken to Babylon, but they came back. But not this time. Jehoiakim, along with his mother, would be taken to Babylon, and they would never return home to Jerusalem. And this isn't the end of what God said to Jehoiakim. We go on. Is this man Coniah a despised, broken idol, a vessel in which is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, he and his descendants, and cast into a land which they do not know? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants shall prosper sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. Now this certainly sounds like the end of the line, the end of the house of David. What about those promises? God says now, none of his descendants shall prosper sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. For a few more years, Jehoiakim's uncle Zebediah was still king in Jerusalem, but he didn't have much power. He wasn't really ruling. The real power was Nebuchadnezzar, and he would retain that power for many years to come. Meanwhile, Jehoiakim, he's a prisoner in Babylon for 37 long years. He did not prosper, and his descendants did not prosper either. So what is going on? What about that promise to David? Was the unfaithfulness of the people going to nullify the word of God, the promise that God had made? Well, the psalmist Ethan declared in Psalm 89 that that's impossible. He said, speaking for God, he said, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever." So we go to the last chapter of Jeremiah, and there we hear the rest of the story. It came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar's successor, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and brought him out of prison. So the family of David had not died out. His descendants would no longer rule in Jerusalem. The earthly rule of the house of David had come to an end. But the house of David was still on the Lord's mind. He was keeping his promise. It took a long time, but finally we get to the New Testament and we read the first chapter of Matthew. And this is what we read. The genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David. And in that line, we find the name of Jeconiah, Kaniah, Jehoiakim. Jesus, the son of David, not an earthly king in Jerusalem, but king of all. I invite you now to do something a little bit different. We're going to sing two hymns. I couldn't make up my mind between the two. So we'll sing 339. Listen carefully. 339, stanzas 4 and 6. And 341, stanzas 4 and 5. 339, 4 and 6. 341, 4 and 5. Thank you.